Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to talk about not such a great day. That not such a great day would be April 15th, otherwise known as Tax Day, otherwise known as Ouch, otherwise known as Can We Stop This Burdensome, Nonsensical System of Taxation That We Have in This Great Country? How did we get there? Why do they have April 15th as tax day anyway? There are so many mysteries about our American system of taxation. Most of all, how did we go from a country that was founded on resistance to taxes and rebellion against taxes to a country where there are lots of people who actually embrace the idea of a 90% top tax?
We will also be speaking, Em, about the lies that have been promulgated everywhere about the crisis in Gaza. We're going to be speaking on the other side of things here in the United States. What do you do to end the road closing protests that actually gobble up time and effort and they've led to arrests? Is there a more efficient way of clearing our roads so people can get to doctor's appointments or to business appointments, or to see your parole officer, whatever it happens to be? We will be talking to columnist Megan McArdle, who has a great solution in mind. And speaking of a great solution in mind, Arthur Brooks is a great friend of the show. He is the guru of happiness, and he reacts not just to the happiness survey where the United States dropped out of the top 20. United States not a happy country right now. Why not? And what are the things that you can do to provide greater happiness, particularly people who have children? Speaking of greater happiness, there was a horrific incident that occurred, it was less than an hour ago, I believe, or close to an hour ago, in front of the courthouse in Manhattan, with President Trump inside the courthouse. They finished selecting their jury. We'll bring you up to date on that and what the jury looks like and some of the surprises in the jury composition. But somebody, not yet identified, a male, threw some leaflets, pamphlets into the air and then lit himself on fire. He apparently poured gasoline over his own head and then took out a lighter or a match, people are unsure, and lit himself all over his body. He is now in hospital. It is unclear whether he will survive or what his motivation was doing that kind of self-harm in front of the courthouse with everything else going on. We are going to be speaking about that and about the ongoing trial, which now has a jury. They're going to proceed, apparently, to opening statements coming up on Monday. Peggy Noonan, in her column tomorrow for the Wall Street Journal, talks about bad leadership, and not just among Joe Biden, not just among Donald Trump, not just here in the United States, but throughout the Western world, particularly in Britain, and suggests that bad leadership is a national security threat. There's a report in the Jerusalem Post that says that Israel targeted the defense system of the Natanz nuclear facility in Iran during its strikes this morning. That the judgment of a senior American official who was quoted by ABC. The Israelis were targeting an air defense radar site near Isfahan that's part of the protection of the Natanz nuclear facility, ABC said. The first assessment is that the strike took out the site, but assessment hasn't been completed, the official said. And this from the New York Times. The Israeli military struck Iran early on Friday, according to three Iranian officials and two Israeli officials, in what appeared to be Israel's first military response to Iran's attack last weekend, but one whose scope, at least initially, appeared to be limited. The Iranian official said that the strike had hit a military airbase near the city of Isfahan, that's what we're just speaking about from the Jerusalem Post, in central Iran. Initial reaction in both Israel and Iran was muted, which analysts said was a sign that the rivals were seeking to lower the temperature of their conflict. World leaders who for nearly a week have urged Israel and Iran to avoid sparking a broader war in the region called for both sides to de-escalate tensions on Friday, and it appears that they have responded. The Israeli military declined to comment on the strike. A senior U.S. official said Israel had notified the United States through multiple channels shortly before the attack. All the officials spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. And finally, just the background, the explosions came less than a week after Iran fired more than 300 missiles and drones at Israel, nearly all of which were shot down. They say 99% of them were shot down. And that was from two defense systems that the United States helped to build, which was the Iron Dome and David's Sling. The Iranian attack was in response to an April 1st strike on an Iranian diplomatic compound. It wasn't the embassy. It was a compound in Syria that killed seven Iranian officials, including two generals with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. That attack, says the New York Times, brought the decades-long shadow war between Israel and Iran, waged on land, at sea, in air, and in cyberspace, more clearly into the open. And with all of that going on, there is progress, and it's very important, in the House of Representatives. The House today advanced bills sending aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies, very prominently Taiwan. The vote wasn't close. It was 361-94, with rare help from Democrats, 165 Democrats and 151 Republicans voted together to overcome a key procedural hurdle, opening up debate and teeing up final passage. This is very good news, and there's an editorial which I think says a great deal, praising Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, who, whatever else he does as Speaker of the House, this is a big deal. It just is. It's a big deal for America, it's a big deal for the Western Alliance, and it's a big deal for the Republican Party. With 151 Republicans working together with 165 Democrats, what that means is an overwhelming majority of Republicans defied some of the anti-Ukraine, pro-Putin faction within the Republican Party. Speaking of which, there is a charge that Marjorie Taylor Greene is the new Neville Chamberlain. We'll be speaking with Kevin Williamson about why he thinks that charge is unfair to Neville Chamberlain. We'll speak about that coming. coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And the NYPD, the New York Police Department, out in front of the courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial in the hush money case, claiming that he falsified records and basically defrauded people in regard to trying to get them to keep quiet about Well, about specifically the former president's involvement with Stormy Daniels. She's expected to be a witness. With all of that going on, that's been upstaged by this horrific event. The NYPD said they do not have any indication of a criminal record, that the person who lit himself on fire and very deliberately lighting himself on different parts of his body after he poured gasoline all over himself, that before that happened, he had thrown up a number of pamphlets, and the report from the Washington Post is that those pamphlets reference former President George W. Bush, former President, Vice President Al Gore, and the lawyer David Boies, who represented Al Gore in the 2000 presidential election recount. I mean, hard to believe, isn't it, that 24 years later, there's somebody who would be upset enough about the presidential recount? The individual who set himself on fire is in the hospital. He's apparently in very critical condition. And at least according to the police sources who were speaking to the press just moments ago, at the moment he is still alive. It is not clear at all where that is going. One thing that is known about him, he was in an area of the park, it's Collect Pond Park, that was cordoned off for supporters of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, we asked a question yesterday, and it is, that does give us something to look forward to at a time when there is such great polarization about the jury and the trial and what is going to happen next. Lara Trump, who is the daughter-in-law, of course, of President Donald Trump, she's married to his son, Eric. She is now the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, and she was speaking to a small group of enthusiastic Trump loyalists, and she made these comments, which have attracted a good deal of attention. This is clip 10.
He didn't know what was going on within the media, within Washington, D.C. He exposed a lot of people, so they have to do everything they can to keep him out of that White House, because they know Donald Trump gets in for four more years, the jig is up for them. The gloves are off. There are no holds barred here. He is going full throttle. He's not worried about winning another election. It's 4 years of scorched earth when Donald Trump retakes the White House.
How's that for a campaign slogan? 4 years of scorched earth. Now they're this on the same day that there's a man on fire, yes, too soon, as Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, says. How would that work as a campaign slogan? Vote for Trump, you get four more years of scorched earth. Is that really what most people want? Look, it is shocking. They did a survey that of young people, people under the age of 35, I believe it is, the percentage who believe that America's on the right track, it's 9%. This is one of the real problems that Joe Biden has winning this election, especially because that election was based largely, his previous win in 2020, was based on doing well with younger voters. He's not doing well with younger voters now. And many of those younger voters actually are looking at people like fringe candidates, like Cornel West and Robert Kennedy Jr., not to mention the Green Party candidate, who is always a factor. Meanwhile, who's on the jury? The jury is made up of 7 men and 5 women who live in different parts of Manhattan, including the Upper East Side, Harlem, Hell's Kitchen, and the West Village. They come from a range of personal backgrounds and employment histories. Several jurors said they had no strong opinions on Trump. I guess they're the only people in the country who have no strong opinions on Trump. A few said they do not closely follow the news. The exact racial makeup of the jury and the ages of the jurors is unclear. There are at least 3 of the jurors who are naturalized American citizens, who are people who are here from other countries, one from Lebanon, one from Spain, and one from Ireland. Juror number 1, and we don't have the names of these people because they're being kept secret for their own protection and isolation from people who might want to persuade them one way or another. That's the whole idea. Juror number 1 is a man who works in sales and previously worked as a waiter. He has some college education, married with no children. Says he gets his news from a range of outlets such as the New York Times, the Daily Mail, Fox News, and MSNBC. What does that sound like to you? It sounds to me like New York Times, MSNBC, balanced by Fox News, so who knows? Juror number 2 is a married man who works at investment banking. He has an MBA in finance. He described himself as someone who reads basically everything and said that while he doesn't hold any strong beliefs or opinions, he does follow the news and sees Trump's Truth Social posts via Twitter. He told the court that he had not read any of Trump's books, but had seen quotes from The Art of the Deal. Juror number 3 is a man who appeared to be in his late 20s or early 30s, who is originally from the West Coast. He works in corporate law and said that he gets his news from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and Google. It goes on. It's 7 men, 5 women, which I think indicates that for women it would be harder in a case like this to be impartial. Coming up, Victor Davis Hanson, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, on Iran and Gaza.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israel carrying out a military strike against Iran. Iranian officials said air defenses intercepted 3 drones and that there were no reports of a missile attack. Iranian's foreign minister telling CNN that his country will not wait to retaliate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been snubbed by his own family. The son of the late Robert F. Kennedy, running as an independent for president, but didn't get the endorsement from his relatives. Carrie Kennedy, a daughter of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, along with about 13 other Kennedys, joined together to endorse President Joe Biden. All 12 jurors have been selected for the hush money criminal trial involving former President Trump in New York City. The jury made up of 7 men and 5 women. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Victor Davis Hanson joins us on the Michael Medved Show. He is a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, where he specializes in military history and classics. He's the author of over 24 books. Yes, that's productive, including the Second World Wars, and that's plural. Which is the point he makes in that excellent book, which I've enjoyed and benefited from. He's also the author of The Dying Citizen, The End of Everything, and coming up, The End of Everything, It's Full Colon, How Wars Descend into Annihilation. Victor, if the attack last night by Israel on targets within Iran and apparently some additional targets in Syria and Lebanon as well. Does this look like we're descending into annihilation or, as the press seems to gather, moving toward de-escalation?
Well, I think it was designed to show around that there's going to be a reply for attacking Israel for the first time in their homeland. They have the ability to show them that they, unlike the Iranians, they can get through the defenses and they can get very near or almost in the exact location of what would be needed to take out much of their nuclear plant. And then it was further designed, as I understand it, or I assume, that the point would be to tell Iranians, it's your turn now. We took out the the Republican Guard in Syria. You replied to us. We replied to you. Now what do you want to do? And I think we're at a standstill because the next round will either de-escalate and Iran will back off, or they'll be forced to do something. But the next response will be overwhelming from Israel. So we're kind of, it's kind of like you're in an old West shootout and both people are staring at each other and they both shot at their feet and now nobody knows what's next. The decision is in Iran's court now. I think that was by intent on the part of Israelis.
Yes, and again, when you talk about trying to send Iran a message, that's a message in your commentary today in Real Clear Politics, where you ask the question, are Iran's nine lives nearing an end? One of the reports from the Jerusalem Post is that the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, successfully took out the nearest air defense battery near Isfahan, which is the center of the Iran nuclear program. That is not necessarily, is it, a signal that they're going to go after that program with some deep bunker-busting bombs that they apparently have. That's not an indication that that's the next step necessarily for Israel.
Not necessarily. I think it depends on what Iran does, because I think they're increasingly using the Turks and other third parties to tell everybody they don't want to escalate. And why is that? And that is, they understand now that they cannot really penetrate Israel's defenses, or if they attempt to, Israel might have allies that would help them. And then more importantly, they see how vulnerable they are, and world opinion isn't really on their side. And Hamas is all but destroyed, and I think Israel will eventually destroy it. And I think the Hezbollah people, the Arabs in Beirut, are saying, do I really want to have an exchange with Israel given what happened to Hamas and die for the Shia Persians in Iran? So I think they're in a quandary, and they're trying to figure out how do we keep faith domestically and how do we reassure our surrogates that they've got to keep pressing Israel. And Israel's saying, you figure it out. And it's up to you to do what you want, but the next time we hit you, it's not going to be for demonstration purpose. It's going to take out your deterrent or your grid or your bases or something. And so it's very strange that they talk a great game, but right now they're reassuring third parties that they see this as an end.
You have written a terrific piece, which we spoke about on air in your absence, for American Greatness, about Gaza and the truths behind all the lies. Have you been surprised at all that so many Americans, with particularly these extremely energetic, is that's one word, demonstrations against Israel for Hamas, have you been surprised to see so many of our fellow countrymen who seem to be coming down on the side of the terror organization, the degenerate bloodstained terrorist organization, Hamas?
No, I haven't. I've been just sort of watching what's happened where I work at Stanford over the last 10 years, but especially the last 3 years, and there was a kind of a perfect storm of forces that I began to notice. One is, these universities are having financial challenges, so they're letting an increasingly number of foreign students. There's a lot of foreign money, not just for the Chinese, but for Middle East studies. We're into repertory admission, so at Stanford, the number of so-called white students is about 20% of the 2,000 people admitted each year. We are not requiring SAT scores, which has kind of made a crisis among the faculty, where they either have to lessen the workload of existing courses or inflate the grades or introduce new courses. And part of the fallout from all that, there's a lot more Middle Eastern students on campus. There are a lot more emboldened. There's a lot fewer Jewish students than ever before on campus. And the faculty and the administration is a lot, after George Floyd especially, are a lot more woke and emboldened. And you put all that together, and I was not surprised to see a Stanford professor tell his Jewish students to go to one side of the classroom, or to tear down posters, or they ran out, earlier they had run out a federal judge of transgender students in the law school. So I was pretty accustomed to it. I think it's going to get worse, to tell you the truth.
And one of the points you make is one of the big lies about Gaza is the whole idea of occupied Gaza. You make the point that every American should know that Israel deoccupied Gaza, left, took out forcibly even a few thousand settlers. No occupation of Gaza since 2005. Why is it so hard for people to see that?
I don't think they really want to see it. I think after the Obamas and now with Biden, they bought into this oppressed, oppressor, victimizer binary, and they just make simplistic. They put their finger in the air and they say, where is the center of gravity on campus? Where are the students? Where are the faculty? And what pays dividend? Kind of like the Oakland Raiders or San Francisco 49ers. When they're 10-0, you want to go to the games. When they're 0-10, you don't. So a lot of these people are mindless. And they just say, well, you know, it's cool, it's neat. These are the Middle Eastern students. Wear a mask, wear a scarf. That makes you woke. The faculty like you. The administration prefers that. Let's just make that choice. And who wants to be
even better,
Israel?
Even better, wear a keffiyeh. I'm glad you're not wearing one. Victor Davis Hanson, his pieces, both of them that we talked about, are up at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with road closing protests, how to put an end to them, that coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a lot of action, none of it particularly encouraging in New York City, of course. The demonstrations at Columbia University are back, cleared away by the cops yesterday. Now apparently there are even more people who have tried to occupy that same area and to support the pro-Hamas demonstrators, who include, as one of the demonstrators arrested yesterday, the daughter of Ilhan Omar, who, the Democratic congressman from Minnesota. Her daughter is a student at Columbia who managed to be the third person to be arrested yesterday. With all of that going on, there has been progress, and the other violence in New York, trying to figure out the mystery of the suicidal individual who lit himself on fire in front of the Trump courthouse. Well, it's not called the Trump courthouse, really, but it's the one that his presence is dominating as he is under trial with the hush money charges. With all of this going on, a very powerful indication of where they are in New York City with these demonstrators. We're going to be speaking next hour to Megan McArdle, columnist for the Washington Post, who has, I think, an absolutely spot-on idea for putting an end to the protests that close roads and block traffic and shut down airports and cities, and what needs to be done. And this goes somewhat more realistically than the suggestion made by Senator Tom Cotton of citizens taking matters into their own hands. You really want to take matters into your own hands against some of the pro-Hamas demonstrators? Heard outside Columbia University last night, never forget the 7th of October. That will happen not one more time, not five more times, not 10, not 100, not 1,000, but 10,000 times. The 7th of October is going to be every day for you. It sounded like this. Listen, clip 12.
No, remember this, man. Remember the 7th of October.
Never forget the 7th of October.
That will happen.
Never forget the 7th of October.
Not one more time. Not 5 more times. Not 10 more times. Not 100 more times. Not 1,000 more times.
Not 10,000
more times.
You ready? 7th of October is about to be every day. Every day.
Every day, 10,000 times. Now, 10,000 times, there are 1,200 people who were massacred on the 7th of October, including babies who were put in microwaves and babies who had their heads cut off. And the appalling level of violence that these students are putting forward. And by the way, Columbia University has, I mentioned this yesterday, it has one of the largest Jewish student bodies of any major university. There are an estimated 5,000 Jewish students at Columbia. How do you feel if you're trying to get to class, mind your own business, and there are these lunatics who are shouting at you, 7th of October will happen 10,000 more times. 7th of October is going to be every day for you. And basically they're addressing, who are they addressing? It's not just Israelis. It is the people here in the United States who the crazies loathe, including the president they call Genocide Joe. Harold Ford Jr., former Democratic congressman from Tennessee, was on Fox News on the 5. And this is a remarkably sound and important point, clip 11.
I'm the only one in this set who's actually voted for funding for these things. This is absurd that we find ourselves in a situation where tenured professors, I heard my friend Robert Wolf on with Martha earlier, and he said one of the things he was hoping and praying for was that these universities, I'm a graduate of a school that's been in the news here, Penn, and that these universities are looking at how you undo some of these tenured professors. Can you fire them for cause? Because this would seem to be for cause. Two, you don't hear any of these protesters, Brian, asking for the release of the hostages.
Nope. Oh,
you don't hear any. I'm with Jesse. Everyone has a right to protest, but their protest is what you started up. They are warning that they are claiming death to America. They're praising a terrorist organization. Hamas has been designated a terrorist organization. Can you imagine being on the street saying, "I love ISIS"?
Right.
That's the equivalent of what these people are doing. Now, some may say they don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do know what they're doing. And that's why it is such good news and such positive news and such a big credit for Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, that they advanced the bills that they're going to vote on, I think, by tomorrow night, sending aid to Ukraine, to Israel, and to Taiwan. And again, the vote, thanks to the 151 Republicans, that's 151 Republicans out of slightly more than 200, what is it, it's 218 Republicans who are in the House. 151 of them voted for this bill. So there is much less Republican objection. It's just a handful of people. But that handful made it necessary for Republicans and Democrats to come together. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat from New York, says that yesterday the Democrats decided to vote in favor of advancing GOP foreign aid bills out of the Rules Committee. Here is why he described his reasoning on that issue. Clip 7.
I speak with Mike Johnson frequently. We have a open, honest, and communicative relationship. I did not talk to him this morning. We made a decision last evening that we would do what is necessary to provide the votes on the Rules Committee to ensure that the legislation could be heard on the House floor today. Once we made that decision, it was clear that we would do what was necessary to make sure that the national security legislation was considered by the entire House of Representatives.
Okay, and with this triumph, Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, is not at all happy. And because he is working together with almost a united force of the Democratic Party, well, this is Mike Johnson has to go. This is how Marjorie Taylor Greene explains that logic on Real America's Voice Network. Listen.
Johnson has made a deal with Democrats. This is what everyone needs to understand. I can't make this any more clear. A Republican Speaker of the House cannot get Democrat votes without making a deal with the Democrats. And for him to get the Democrats on the Rules Committee to vote for the Republican rule last night, we all need to be asking the most concerning question. What has Mike Johnson made a deal to do? What has he promised he will give them in the future? And this is why we have to remove Mike Johnson from the speakership, because he has made a deal. And then it passed again today with Democrat votes on the House floor. And then tomorrow we will watch this bill package come to the floor that gives another $61 billion to Ukraine.
Okay, and she says with Democrat votes, and three-quarters of the Republicans. There are 151 Republicans who voted against Marjorie Taylor Greene. Basically, there was a an attempt to put forward a an amendment to this bill they're considering, that they would rename the Capitol office for Marjorie Taylor Greene the Neville Chamberlain Room. Now, that has led Kevin Williamson to write a fairly fascinating column defending Neville Chamberlain. We will get to that. We'll be talking with Megan McArdle about what you have to do to stop demonstrators, Hamas, pro-Hamas demonstrators, from blocking highways. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.